Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You serious?
Hello, this is How to Kill It Now. My name is Marcus Bronzy, joined by the ledge that is Nick Bright.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy. This is our quick review episode where we talk about stuff that we've been killing some time with, how we've been killing a bit. Before we press record today, though, Nick, if you can help us with this is great. There's a song that Nick was singing just before we press record that I don't know the name of it, and I just want to hear it. It goes, can I do it? Or should you? Oh, you do it better, Nick, though. Go on.
I mean, I don't know if better is the right word, but it's on a TV advert here in the UK, and I don't know what advert it's on. Before you go, couldn't you just look for the advert? No, I don't remember. But it goes boop 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 boop. That's how it goes.
Help us, please. Thank you.
I mean, it's Marcus who's mainly looking for it. I don't even know why I started singing it.
I heard it. I was like, I need to know this song, bruv. Anyway, right. So, how have we been killing time? You may have noticed that there wasn't an episode last week because Nick and I were busy. Nick was working and I was away on holiday. I went to Devon, Nick. I went to a place called Coughton. And how I ended up there was, you know, I reviewed that Nugget, that massive Ford Transit van that was converted into a holiday home or an RV. A camper van. So when I was, I went to Coughton to review the camper van in a real place that was an actual campsite, and it was great. I had a great time. Listen back to the episode where we discussed that. I also saw these lodges on the way out of Coughton where we're staying, and was like, they look all right. And someone was like, these are the new eco lodges that we built in 2020, and they've got hot tubs. And I was like, I want to come back and I want your hot tub, please. So long story short, I went there for a few days. Man went to Devon, Exeter, yeah, near Exmouth Beach, and went and stayed in one of their eco lodges. And what's nice about Coughton is they do try and look after the environment as well. So their eco lodge, and by the way, not a hashtag ad, please. They did give me an extra couple of days, but I was going there. Man paid for his ting, yeah?
Wow.
Yeah, bruv. They got solar powered lodges. So they got solar panels on top, and they use bioelectricity. So it's an eco-friendly site. Do you want to know what bioelectricity is, Nick?
Go on then, hit me with it.
Shit.
Right, okay.
It's poop, isn't it? So they use bioelectricity and they have a little bioelectricity farm where I think they collect poop and turn it into electricity. Really well insulated.
Does it stink, the bio farm?
Nah, it doesn't. I walked past the facility, the bio place, and it didn't smell at all. Okay. They must have really good filters. And I think when you're building something like that from scratch, you want to make sure that it's airtight, isn't it? Imagine that, smelling like a poop.
Yeah.
Really well insulated lodges. How did I find out? Because I went there during the heat wave in the UK and walked in and it was blooming roasting, mate. Lovely. But there's no aircon because obviously that wouldn't be very eco-friendly. But man packed a fan. That fan saved my life. You know when you pack something and you get on holiday and you're like, I'm so glad I packed you. For some people, it might be Factor 50 sun cream. For others, it might be, I don't know, tea bags. Like my mum's proper old school. She wants to bring tea bags with her to America or whatever when we were allowed to travel. I'm like, all right, mum, you can get freaking, it's, you know.
Were there other people staying in the lodges next door?
Yeah, there are 12 lodges. Stuff. Yes.
Okay. Did they have fans?
Nah, some of them looked like they didn't have fans.
So did you go up to them and say,
you've got no friends?
Is that what you did?
Nah, very tempted to, Nick. Oh, man, you've actually found a way to weave that clip into the show. Yes. Yes.
Always do.
So no, I didn't. But here's a trick, though, Nick. Yeah. They had a hot tub. So the trick is turn the hot tub down so that it's a cool tub, mini pool, mate. At night.
A cold tub.
Yes. Sounds weird, right? But when it's 35 degrees outside, yeah, UK, right? Fahrenheit or Celsius? I can't remember which one it is. Celsius, yeah, right?
We're Celsius, man. Yeah. Fahrenheit starts getting confusing. All the yeah. Americans start talking about like 80 degrees. I'm like, I don't know what the hell that is, mate.
Yeah, right. Yeah, leave it out.
If we had 80 degrees over here, we'd all be dead.
Fucking yes, we would literally just be little bits of skin on the floor with bones inside. Right, so yeah, 35 degrees, hot tub, turned it into a cold tub. Mini pool, you call it a bath. I call it a mini pool with bubbles. And at night, turned it up and made it warm again. Boom. Smart move, that, innit?
So it sounds nice, to be fair, especially because I know when you were there, when you like that week, was the weather was delish,
mate. It was sensational. It was hotter than Barbados.
Barbados, you timed it well as well, because the weather's gone shit again the past week and a bit. So you know you absolutely smashed it.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently, we're going to have another heat wave next week, aren't we?
Bullshit, man. My app ain't saying that.
My
app's saying 21.
Oh, maybe it's the week after that. I don't know. People have been going to me, oh, it's going to be hot again next week.
Mate, in this country, it's not a heat wave unless it's above 25, in my opinion.
I'm with you
all
on that.
All this 21 and that's a bit like, still a bit like, oh, I might need a light jacket. You know what I mean? Like 25 and up, we're talking like shorts and t-shirt all the way, baby.
100%. Get that breeze flowing up in on my crotch. That's what I want. Exactly. It was a 30-minute walk from the beach, which is nice. You could walk over to a little beach area. And I learned a lot about myself on holiday this time, Nick. I learned a lot about myself.
Like what?
I learned I like to cook. I'm not saying I'm good at cooking, but I realised like when I'm not on holiday, I'm very functional with my eating. So I either eat because it's a free food at an event, which I eat loads of, or I eat because I've packed sensible packaged meals, or I just eat because I need to put some calories in me. I don't think about what I eat, but I took time to have fun with my cooking, bro.
I can't relate because I bloody hate cooking.
I used to hate cooking, but imagine like a day where you've got nothing to do except for just fiddle around and cook something that you like. Would you hate that still? Are you not on that at all?
I just don't like cooking. I just don't enjoy it. People go, but you know, it's so therapeutic, or, you know, like you make this amazing creation and it tastes delicious. And I'm like, yeah, but I'd much rather Deliveroo make that amazing, delicious creation and then just bring it to me and then I can just eat it and I don't have to do any of the work.
I hear that, man. I hear that. That's nice to just chill and have. And there's certain foods, like I think when it comes to Asian cuisine, I'm not cooking it like the Asian man them. I'm not doing it like that, brother. I can't get it to that level, right?
So you're not trying to be like Jamie Oliver doing his like jerk rice or whatever he's doing.
I'm not doing his jerk rice or his flipping egg fry rice with chili jam in it that like Uncle Roger the comedian has absolutely rinsed him for. I'm not on that. But I am. It's, do you know what it started off with, Nick? It started off with a bit of fishing at Cofton because they got a fishing lake. So I started doing fishing, bro. I fished.
Fishing, man, you really are hitting your mid 30s out here, baby.
Am I sounding like a proper old fart?
You really are.
I love
it. Most people are like, most young people are like, I went on holiday. I had like a holiday romance thing, you know what I mean? And I went, I hit the strip, went to a few clubs and that, you know what I mean? Mark is like,
well, I started cooking and I found that I really enjoyed it. And then I went fishing. Yes, I went to the fishing lake. It was lovely.
I didn't know how to fish, but I fished, right? And I realized I like fishing. So in the future, I like fishing and throwing the fish back, which is cool because you learn about the fish and nature and stuff. But like, it's just a technique.
You know, that fish has now got a big fucking hole in its lips, but whatever.
Nah, they're fine. They're fine. Innit? Oh my gosh, are people going to be... Nah, they're fine. They were fine. Like, they were fine. The fish were not... I didn't hurt any fish. No fish were killed while I was fishing. But I tell you what though, what's not nice about fish, the fish don't smell. Fish are fine. The sweet corn that they eat is cool because that's how you catch the bigger fish, sweet corn, right? It's maggots that smell, bro.
Yeah, they stink, man.
I didn't realise how much they smell. And when I got out there and started like throwing them in the water, because you like use them to bait the fish to get them a bit excited, I was like, right, they smell a bit. I didn't realise how much they smell until I threw a bunch of maggots into the water and the wind blew back in my face and blew like maggot dust into my face. Luckily, yeah, I had sunglasses on. Bruv, that's that flavour. I do not wish that upon anyone. And literally,
you can still taste it.
Oh, bro, I had two showers and I was still like smelling underneath my fingernails. Like, that's maggot juice.
It's horrible. It's so, juice. Like, one of my mates, see, when I was growing up, yeah, my parents used to have a holiday home.
Yeah.
Like a caravan, but not one that you pull along. You know, one. Yeah. Is it called a static caravan?
That's one, the one,
like,
yeah.
Yeah. They had one of those in a place called Selsey Bill. And like, one of my mates who I was friends with for a long time, we kind of fell out of touch now, but when we were younger, he used to fish.
Mm.
And we were young back then. I'm talking like
20, 30.
No, young. Yeah, no, I'm talking like 13, 14.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, there was like streams and stuff on the campsite. So like, we would go down to a stream and it was like a fishing and tackle shop on the campsite as well. Yeah, so man. Yeah, I know all about the maggot dust, maggot smell. It's horrible, bro. It stinks.
Horrendous. Absolutely. Yeah. So what happened right with that, Nick, is, you know, you caught the fish. Did you have to throw your fish back as well?
Well, we did, but like, there was no, you didn't like have to, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
We did, because what were we going to do with it? Like, you know, I don't cook and, you know, you're not going to, I don't know, keep it as a souvenir, are you?
That's what I'm saying, Nick. So I wanted to eat the fish, bruv. I wanted to eat it what, so,
like, take
bruv.
All the bones out and all that. I can't be arsed with that.
Bruv, if I'm going to go through the effort of catching something, I want to eat it. So then it got me thinking. So I did have a little barbecue with me. So I did a little bit of barbecuing, got the coals going. I was like, yeah, this has scratched the man itch. You know, like the caveman itch, like the make fire, cook meat, eat, I felt like that, but then I also wanted to take it a little bit further, bro. I thought, I'm on holiday, I got a little bit of time, I don't mind cooking. I started messing around with this thing from Gosney called the Rock Box. And what it is, yeah, you're gonna fucking rinse me for this, but I flipping love this. Gosney make pizza ovens, like big ass pizza ovens, yeah. Right? Like when you go to somewhere, like a restaurant, and it's got like, you know, wood oven pizza or like a proper pizza oven. These are the guys that make proper industrial pizza ovens. They've only gone and made a portable one, bruv, called the Rock Box from Gosney, a pizza oven that runs on wood or gas. And I was like, yo, Gosney, I'm going on holiday. I like to do a bit of cooking. Get me one of those Rock Boxes to try out for the man them here at How to Kill an Hour. And they were like, okay, yes, sir, but we cannot send you gas with it. And I was like, oh, fuck. Can you send me some wood? And they were like, yes. So they sent me wood, fired up the ting, made the dough. Yeah, did actually use a Jamie Oliver recipe for dough, funnily enough, which was all right. Mm. Made the dough, got the pizza oven cooking, got it fired up. Bruv, fresh oven-made pizza. I mean, it takes like 30 minutes to get the thing heated up. I was cooking pizzas in like 2 minutes, 3 minutes, bruv.
Yeah.
I can't wait to have people over, get one of these fired up and start slamming down pizzas, man. Telling you. Delicious.
Post-pandemic pizzas around Marcus's.
Bruv, I'm 100%. Look, as soon as we're allowed outdoors, more than six are allowed outdoors, aren't they?
In England, it's like the rules are all finished.
Yeah,
bruv.
There you
Everyone,
go.
You can do what you want.
There you go. Well, furthermore, because it's portable, you can fold it up. I can throw it in the back of the car. I'm going to take it out somewhere, Nick. And you're a fuss eater. Do you like pizza?
Margarita, mate.
All right, cool. So if I got you, would you be cool? I got some fresh dough, pounded it out, slapped it down, put some tomato sauce, yeah? Fresh tomatoes?
Yeah.
Fresh basil?
Yeah, I mean...
Sprinkle of oregano?
I'm down. All down. Right,
cool, I'm going to make you a pizza.
Sounds good.
I'm going to make you a pizza. You think I'm joking, mate? I was so... Listen, I made the dough from scratch. I cut up the tomatoes. I didn't make the mozzarella. Obviously, sprinkled that on. Bruv, it felt... I honestly felt like I'd... Maybe I'm just sounding old. I don't care, but I'm telling it as it is. I enjoyed cooking. I think... I'm not saying I'm the best cook, Nick, but I really... Bruv. Came back from that holiday feeling like, man has accomplished man things. Also drunk a lot as well. Fantastic.
I mean, that's a man thing as well, though.
Yeah, definitely. So I want to go back to Coughton next year. It's a nice part of the UK, especially if things get a bit topsy-turvy. Devon's not as far as Cornwall from London as well, because me and Nick are London-based, but it felt like I was out of town, man. Friendly people. It's got all the facilities on site that you get at campsites, but I'll be real with you, I'm not that sociable a person. at the moment anyway, so yeah, man, definitely do that, bruv. So that was my little holiday. Be honest, Nick, am I sounding mad old now?
I mean, a little bit, but I say this as, you know, someone who is just jealous that you managed to get to go. I haven't been anywhere in so long. I mean, I went to Austria, but that was for work. a couple of weeks back. So like, it's not the same. Although it was beautiful, it was a like beautiful part of the world, you know, in the Styrian mountains and hills. But like, it's, you're working, mate, you know. So
yeah,
I'm jealous. Basically, you had a little bit of downtime, man. Sounds wicked.
It was excellent, man. Did you get sun and hailstone?
Oh, bruv, it was crazy. Yeah, because you're in the mountains. Yeah. It's like the weather can change so quickly. You know, when people say that, it's like I didn't believe it. It's not, and the thing is, like, I'm not comparing where we were to anything close to the likes of Mount Everest.
Yeah.
But you hear these stories, don't you, about the weather changing on Mount Everest, like, in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
And it's like, I can believe it now. Jeez. It was, where we were, it was a place called Grimbach. And it's like,
is it a place where they only have old school grime artists, where they go to retire and one day they're going to bring grime back?
Grime.
Oh, sorry.
That would have worked if it was grime back.
Fuck.
Grime back. It's near a place called Hartberg. And yeah. Basically, you know, we were, it was beating sunshine. I'm talking like it was over 30 degrees every single day.
Ooh.
The sun was like pounding down. And then within 15 minutes, the worst rain and hailstorm and, you know, thunder and lightning I've ever seen in real life.
Wow.
You know, I've seen stuff like on, you know, like the internet and blah, blah, blah. But we're quite lucky in the UK where we don't really have extreme weather here.
Mm.
We have just like shitty rain all year round, but it's not extreme. Mm. And yeah, just, it was nuts. The hailstones were about the size of my thumbnail. No, probably even bigger, I would say.
Jeez.
Like the hailstones were about the size of a, this is obviously UK specific, but probably about the size of a 50 pence piece. You know what I mean? They were big. There was like someone's windscreen got smashed by the hailstorm, you know, and everything.
Didn't you have to run for cover, Nick? I was going to say, that's dangerous, bro.
Yeah. I was like, but the mad thing was, where I was hiding, it was just like a little, above us was just like a little lip. Like, so we weren't like fully covered. It was like, you know, when it's just going up above your head a tiny little bit.
Yeah.
But then the angle of the hailstone started coming in towards us. So it's like smacking me on the legs. I was like, we got to make a run for it. And these hailstones were massive. But luckily the run for it was only, it was literally a 2 second run. But it's like the time in that 2 seconds, you got licked hard by these hailstones, mate. You know what I mean? It was a nightmare, but yeah, it was a good trip, man. You know,
yeah, it looked wicked. It looked absolutely wicked.
It was nice to just get out of country, to be honest.
Yeah, you're the first out of us to go on a flight, man, somewhere.
Yeah. It was mad as well, because obviously back then the rules have changed slightly now, but back then I had to quarantine when I came home and all of that. So like I couldn't leave the house for 5 days. And then when I was going out there, because Austria, they don't want no Delta variant, mate, of this COVID. So like you can't fly directly to Austria. So I had to fly from London to Paris and then get another flight from Paris to Ljubljana, which is the capital of Slovenia. And then I had to drive from Ljubljana to Austria across the border. It was mad. Yeah.
So you're doing the equivalent of when like Amazon doesn't pay any taxes. You just kept to the rules, but did it your way.
It's how we roll, baby.
It's how we roll. Yeah, man. Oh, no, it sounds amazing. I can't wait to go out and about. But, I've got a few things I've been doing. Oh, by the way, Nick, that pizza oven, I got so excited about it. I actually did my own little ropey YouTube video that I'm going to put together up on How to Kill an Hour YouTube. All shot with my phone. Bloody loved it, mate.
Hashtag influencer, mate.
Hashtag influenza. So also, I invited you to this, Nick, but I think you were away. I went to Jeff Wayne's War of the Worlds, the musical, the immersive experience. Took a mutual friend of ours, CJ Beats. He's also been on the show in the past as well. And we went to go and experience the War of the Worlds. Now, a lot of people might know about War of the Worlds because it's had there's a second season that's actually just dropped on Amazon of the War of the Worlds show. You might have seen the one with Tom Cruise in it. Or you might know the original novel by George Orwell. Yeah. I don't know. Have you experienced any of the War of the Worlds, Nick, at all?
Yeah, I've seen the movie with Tom Cruise in it, and I've actually been to this experience as well.
Oh yeah. You've been to this experience as well. Oh, so we can talk about it. Like we've both been there together, but we haven't. So so did you go with a few mates as well then?
I went ages ago. I went before the pandemic. Because I don't even know if it's in the same place now. Was yours in like the bank kind of area somewhere?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it must still be in the same place then. You go in there and it's like when you walk in, it's like a bar kind of restaurant-y type place. And they give you like a colored wristband.
Yeah.
And then when your color gets called, that's when you go in, right? Same thing.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, yeah. We had to wait for like a signal. So once we got in and kind of got all set up and we're good to go, we just waited for a signal, hopped in, and it was literally like full on immediately, bruv. Like,
it's quite scary, man, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's like how this, I would say how this immersive experience is different is that they kind of mix up. There's like a virtual reality part. I'm trying to not spoil it. There's a virtual reality part to it, but there's also live actors and live scenes with special effects. And Nick, there was a point early on when I had my head in my hands because I didn't want to look anywhere. Not that I could see anyway, because I was in the pitch black, but it got a bit scary, bro.
Yeah, I know which bit you're on about. Yeah, I know which bit you're on about. No spoilers and all of that, bro. But like, it's... You're with some other people, I guess.
Yeah.
Were you sitting down or standing up?
I was sitting down. I had to sit down.
So was and I. That, I know which bit you're on about. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was we were all sitting, maybe because we were smaller groups. I just want to say, like, you know, their depiction of the Martians, because they're not aliens, their depiction of the Martians is something special. I mean, with Jeff Wayne's War of the Worlds, the immersive experience, if you don't know about the Martians in the War of the Worlds, this is kind of a nice old school entry into how the original book went. But they kind of, I like the bits where they gave you a bit of VR as well, Nick. So you had to pop on a VR headset a few times, didn't you? And kind of experience different parts of it. Did you have that at the time?
I'm trying to remember if we had that at the time. I don't know if we did, you know.
Really?
Or did we?
Nick's done so much VR, he doesn't know.
We might have, because it was I went when this first opened. So when it first opened, I went with my boy Dan. So my memory of it is quite patchy.
Fair enough.
Because it was probably about 2, maybe even 3 years ago, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they've added some VR experiences in, and they've actually managed to make the VR experiences physical as well. So what they've done is, I can only presume like that, the people that are working on it, whilst you're doing certain bits, they have... Oh, yeah.
We did wear VR headsets. We did, because there's a bit where, how can I say this without spoiling it for anyone? There's a bit where you have to get in something...
Yeah,
that moves.
Yeah, and
yeah.
I got in trouble because we've I got to be honest. Yeah, because we're in a slightly smaller group because of the pandemic and rules and stuff. So we had that area kind of mostly to ourselves, and there was another VR headset that I accidentally activated, clearly for when there were more people allowed, and it meant that there was an extra character in the VR. But because the headset was on the floor. Of where we were sitting, it looked like there was an extra character with us just twerking along the floor during the experience. That was me. I kept on trying to like move it around because I found it very hilarious at the time, which I was very silly of me. But you know what? I'm a silly guy. But yeah, man, it was wicked. And I can't get the music, which is Jeff Wayne's War of the Worlds, the immersive experience, musical music that... Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. Yeah, dun, classic, dun, mate. Dun.
So yeah, if you do know about War of the Worlds, it's definitely a new way of experiencing it. If you are not aware of what War of the Worlds is about, check it out, man. It's a classic bit of sci-fi that has inspired movies, TV shows. It's good to know where it kind of came from, man. George Orwell, one of a prolific sci-fi writer as well, man. 100%. So shout out to the guys for sending us along to that. Another thing that I was at, Space Jam. I went and saw Space Jam. The new iteration of the movie, which came out 26 years after the original. It's as if Michael Jordan made the franchise sign a contract, which meant they couldn't work with anyone else for 25 years. So on the 26th year after it came out, they've done the version with our boy King James. A lot of people, the first thing they asked me about Space Jam, Nick, was, is it the same as or better than the Michael Jordan version? To which I said, don't be stupid, because... that was a classic. That was 25 years ago. That's like me going, oh, Nick, I like the new Drake album. You're going, yeah, but is it better than Biggie Smalls' Life After Death? I'm like, bruv, don't try and compare these two films. It's a different time now. But basically, it's the same premise. Basketballer gets transported into the Looney Tunes world with a digital twist. And basically, we see LeBron James trying to save his family by playing the thing that he knows how to do best, basketball, bruv. Yeah, man.
Well, he should be pretty fucking good at it then, really, shouldn't he? They should be safe.
Yeah.
If he can't save his family by playing basketball, we're all fucked. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. I mean, obviously, there's a little twist in it, which means that he has to overcome some challenges, and they put a nice little digital, like, 2021 vibe on it. Don Cheadle absolutely smacks it. He plays this character called Algo Rhythm, aka Al. He smacks it. His acting's fantastic. I mean, I feel like he's underrated sometimes, but he really brings, like, this whole theatric vibe to the show. Mm. And yeah, man, it's a good family film. There's a couple of adult jokes in there. They definitely rinse LeBron James for his classic cross through the middle, like bouncing the ball through the middle of his legs, taking a step to the right shot. I don't know what that is. I'm not that big in basketball, but I know that that's like his move, and everyone calls it boring, but it's effective. They gun him for that a bit. Bugs Bunny comes and kicks ass in the film as well, as per usual. Yeah, it's a fun little watch, man. Good family flick. Not annoying, not stressful, nice and chill. Do you know what I mean?
That's good.
Decent, decent. Also watched Suicide Squad last week. Hey, Nick. Bruv.
How was it? Bruv.
For the first, let me just say this, and shout out to the guys at Warner Brothers for sending me along to this as well, right? I'm going to word this in a way that might rub them up the wrong way, but I've got to say, look, for the first time in a long time, this is excluding the Joker film, I felt like DC was doing things without looking over there at Marvel and trying to be like them. For the first fucking time, and it was so refreshing. James Gunn's Suicide Squad is nothing like a Marvel film, and they revel in it. And that is where the beginning of it being good starts. Do you know what I mean? I feel like they rushed the Justice League. I feel like they rushed through. How are we going to watch the Justice League and then Aquaman afterwards, bruv? That's not how it works. I'm supposed to see all the origin films, then the Justice League. Do you know what I mean? But it's like they wanted to be like, yeah, Avengers, let's go and do that. So I was like, no. But with this, bro, it's kick-ass. And it's James Gunn, yeah? He kind of knows the formula to make a hero movie, right? Or an anti-hero movie. And he just ticks all the boxes in this, bruv. It's mental. It's starring some Suicide Squad members that you will recognize from the past. And also has some new characters in there as well. There's a few little things that they mess up, like King Shark, like one of the characters. He's supposed to be really fast, but they make him kind of slow in this. I know a couple of the comic book guys were cussing him about that. But, bruv, Idris Elba's in it, Nick, and he does a better job than Will Smith did in the last Suicide Squad, bro.
I mean, Will Smith got kind of...
Yeah.
Didn't get a lot of love.
Yeah, man. I got a lot of love for Will Smith, but Idris Elba came in and kicked the shit out of it. He was kind of, if I'm honest, he was a scene stealer, bruv. He just stole the scenes. Like, seeing him next to Margot Robbie and the rest of the gang, he owned it, bro. He's that guy, you know. I rate Idris Elba, but I wasn't sure how he'd fare center villain. I know he's been in, like, Star Trek. He's been loads of things, but I didn't know how he'd fare in the film. But, yeah, man, he does his job, bruv. Does his job. And, yeah, it's... I think, again, I've got to be careful not to spoil it, but James Gunn done this thing where he makes you feel like any character can get it at any point. So it's no one's like, safe.
Yeah. It's like the movie version of Game of Thrones.
Yes. Yes, Nick. 100%. So he sets it up in a way where you were like, flip. At any point, this could go a bit left for anyone.
Yeah,
and that puts you on edge totally throughout the film. Another great character. This is the only thing that I felt lent into the Marvel world a bit, using a wrestler as the big dumb brute, was John Cena. So yeah, John Cena, he's actually quite funny. He's actually quite funny. I mean, the character that John Cena is playing is called Peacemaker, and it's kind of like this weird play on Captain America, but like America version of him. So he's kind of like, you know, I'll do anything for peace. Like, you know, if I need to put a rocket in someone's ass and explode them, then I'll do that for peace, for America, for peace. Do you know what I mean? So he plays that quite well. And graphically, I mean, it's 2021 now, so I'm only expecting high-end graphics. So the special effects are fantastic. There are some bits of slapstick in there that I was a bit like, well, I don't know. Some of the stuff I was like, it's a bit slapsticky. But then, I don't know, there's a scene with Margot Robbie, like a Harley Quinn, where she does this move, and I'm like, bruv, there's no way she's strong enough to do that, right? She does this mad pull-up, and I'm like, no way can she do that. But now I was like, hang on, I'm watching a hero film where these guys do mad stuff. And then like Idris Elba does this kind of like acne scene where he takes this mad drop, and I'm like, nah, that would kill anyone. Like, there's no way someone could be that lucky to survive it. But then when I got my head around those, being like, look, it's fucking hell, it's not a documentary. Yeah. I was like, yeah, decent film. And I will say it again, for the first time, without looking at the Joker, DC are being DC, which is adult, darker, not trying to be Avengers, bruv. Not trying to look at Disney and trying to copy what they do. So a great film. I would pay to go and watch it, even though I was sent to go and watch it for free by WB, man. And I know that they're funny about talking about Disney and Marvel and stuff, but you can't talk about hero flicks or anti-hero flicks without talking about Marvel and DC in the same conversation. So give us more of that shit, man. Bring us the next one. Keep James Gunn on board. Keep that formula. Like, because we need that. We don't need hero films where we know everyone's going to live. Like, the fact that Iron Man died, that threw us, didn't it? In Avengers. So keep us on edge, man. Make us feel like anyone can get it.
Spoiler alert for anybody who hasn't, seen all of the all of the Avengers right there.
Yeah. Iron Man dies, yeah? Iron Man dies and Thor cuts off Thanos' head. Yeah, fuck you. Nick, also one thing that you did right that is, there's a sport, like, I'm not the sportiest guy, but I tell you what, my social media has been blowing up, Nick, with this new style of cricket called the 100.
The 100, just the 100.
See, I don't know enough about it, so I'm calling it the 100. Sorry, mate.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Just the 100. So yeah, it's basically like the England and Wales Cricket Board over here have decided that they want to try to engage new cricket fans, essentially, because cricket is viewed by many people, and, you know, rightly or wrongly, I'm not here to judge, but viewed by many people as quite boring, quite old man like, you know, and just if you're not into it, you're just not gonna ever want to go and watch a cricket match. So the ECB have decided that they need to try to engage new fans, which for me is a good thing. Like, you have to evolve or be extinct in this world. You know, a lot of people think, look at Nokia and, you know, BlackBerry. People think they can carry on doing the same thing and stay on top. Nah, mm-hmm. bruv. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? You have to keep trying to constantly better yourself. And essentially what this is really easy to follow. You know, where test cricket, which is the version of cricket where they all wear white, and then like the games go on for 5 days, all day. Yeah. So it goes on for so long that they have like a lunch break where all the players all go off and have lunch. And then you think I'm joking. Then they have a dinner break later on. They all go off again and have dinner and then come back and play some more after dinner. Like, it goes on for 5 days and it could finish in a draw after 5 days. You know what I mean? So like, they've realized they need to do something that invigorates and excites new fans. And that's what the 100 is, essentially. So how it works is each team has 100 balls, exactly what it says on the tin. So each team has 100 balls to post their score. So the team that bats first, they get their 100 balls. And say like they post 122, the team that come in next, they have to beat that 122 in their 100 balls. That's it. You know what I mean? Like, there are like little kind of quirks to add to that. But like, you don't really need to know about those. The long and short of it is each team has 100 balls. Whoever has the highest score at the end is the winner.
Finally, they've made it into a sport I can understand.
And the thing is about 100 balls as well, because like I said about Test cricket, yeah, sometimes in Test cricket, because it goes on for 5 days, they take it really easy. The batters take it really easy. And that's not a criticism, because that's just the way the game is. You know, they'll just like block the ball, as opposed to like, they won't be very attacking when they're batting. In the 100, because you've only got 100 balls, which sounds like a lot when you say 100 balls, but it's not a lot. It's like in cricket, it's the shortest form of cricket that there is. Mm. Basically, the batters just have to go from it from the start. They're like trying to smash it out of the ground from the start. So it's more exciting. And like, there's like pyrotechnics, fireworks, you know, like fire when there's a boundary. There's a DJ at every ground, because the 100 have teamed up with BBC Music introducing. So Abby McCarthy, because I'm at the Oval, which is in South London.
Yeah.
And the team that I'm representing is the Oval Invincibles, because I'm the host in the stadium. And like, Abby McCarthy's the DJ. We got a guy called Omar Howard, who's hosting with me as well. Really good guy. And yeah, it's just a vibe, mate. You know, and we have people performing during the mid innings. It's very different to what cricket has ever seen before.
So it feels like they've added that kind of NBA / Super Bowl vibe to it. You got a DJ at the cricket. Oh, that's sick.
Yeah, so anytime there's like a boundary or a wicket or anything like that, the DJ has to like drop a banger and stuff. Yeah, so it's like, it's like I say, it's been a lot of fun to be a part of it, because it's a new tournament. This is the very first time that the competition has been on, and people were a little bit like apprehensive, as in like, what's it going to be like? There were a lot of haters, mm-hmm. in terms of the traditional cricket fans. They were against it when it got announced. So anytime people were talking about the 100 on social media, you would normally have traditional cricket fans finding your tweets and just saying it's going to be a load of shit. Just moaning and stuff. But you know, it doesn't really matter what they think, because most of the games, the crowds are absolutely massive. Like last night at the Oval, we had 22,000 capacity crowd in, and you can't argue with that, mate. You know what I mean? So it is what it is.
Nice. Was it a little bit of like a festival kind of experience as well? I feel like it's kind of got like an energy. Like, I mean, look, yeah, it's just from me looking at social media, mate.
I guess so, because like at cricket as well, like when you go under the stands, you know, like where you normally go to get a beer or whatever, yeah, like there's a lot more space than at football, for example. So like under the stands, they have like food trucks and stuff like that that come in and that do like loads of different types of food. It's not like you could just get a shit burger and a beer. It's like you've got all these like little artisan type places. So yes, you know, like when you go to festivals, they've got all the different food, yeah, kind of. So, but yeah, so I guess in a way, yeah. And then you're obviously watching the cricket and soaking in the vibes.
Wait, I need to, Nick, you need to take me down to one of these spots. There's one of the guys who's at the beginning of this. I think I might have to pull the mate card. Yeah, Nick, mate, bring me along, bruv. I'll carry your, I'll carry your cricket balls. I'll carry your microphone. I'll carry your earpiece, bruv, whatever you need. I mean, this is a good thing, because I don't think we've seen many responses in sport in our lifetime where they've actively tried to get a younger audience, because I feel like cricket is seen as old, boring sport. And yeah, I can feel the energy through social media, like looking at it, looking at the post. I'm like, this looks like, even if I wasn't into cricket, this could be something that I went over to. And that's how you get people into a new sport, when they go, you know what, I'll turn up, I'll have a go. And then they'll be like, actually, you know what? This is all right. I'm paying attention. And if there's brand new teams, you can pick a new team. You can support that team. But I was with that team from the get-go.
Amount of people that we've chatted to just in the stadium who have never been to a match before. And they were like, you know, I've really enjoyed this tonight. I never thought I would have liked a cricket match before, but this has been like amazing. Because it's just different, bruv. You know, there's a lot more thought has gone into the production and the presentation of the match as opposed to just relying on the match being the thing that, you know, gets you through. And as you rightfully point out, a lot of the time sport are quite, they know they've got a captive audience. You know, people are going to tune in anyway because they want to see the sport, but that's only if you're engaging new fans. Like cricket, because it's quite a gentlemanly game and all of that, they have to try and do something more to engage people to start following the sport. And at the end of the day, look, you know, like, humans are creatures of habit. We don't like change. And I get that. I'm not criticizing anybody for that. But equally, if you're a fan of cricket and you want to see it survive and strive and, you know, potentially grow and become even bigger, you have to do something new. You know, to have something you've never had, you have to do something you've never done. So, you know, that's why it's great to see the ECB doing this.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it totally makes sense, bruv. I just feel like they've actually... Yeah, they've managed to revive it and take and you know, it's not always every day I say this. Sometimes you got to learn from the Americans, bro.
We've done it, man.
Here's to it. I look forward to going and having a day out. Enjoy it. And it makes sense. 100 balls. So now as a team as well, you experience the pressure of the team. And I suppose as the sport as people get tactics moving forward, we're gonna see games where, like, imagine a game where it's won on the 99th ball or the 100th ball. And someone smacks a six or something.
We've already seen similar scenes to that. Yeah, yeah. Oh. Like most of the games are extremely close going into the last kind of, you know, couple of balls and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's why this format is so exciting as well, because normally the chase is very close.
Fantastic. All right, I look to checking out more of that, man. And yeah, man, that's wicked. Well, yeah, I mean, that's an extra link for your review episode where me and Nick have gone through everything we've done. Have you got anything else you want to bring to the table, Nick? You trying out?
That's about it.
Yeah. Mate,
you know, I'm just working non-stop at the moment, but loving it, you know.
Oh, it's a hard life, isn't it? All that money, Kat, and all that money coming in, Nick, isn't it?
Mate, it ain't even about the money. It's just about getting out of the house. So, you know, that's what it's about for me.
I hear that, man. I hear that. Well, actually, Nick and I have actually going to be getting our hands on something this week that we'll be able to talk about next episode. We'll be sharing. Is it a shared experience of sorts that we'll be discussing next week? And until then, make sure you keep enjoying the episodes that we've got in our free backlog of episodes. If you want to enjoy a few extra tech stories, head over to our Patreon where we drop Patreon exclusive content. Actually, there's an episode that we drop every single time we drop one on our main feed, which is exclusively for our patrons. And you get this episode early. You also get everything on this feed early and without adverts as well. So head over there, click, 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 click on the Patreon and give us some extra support. We appreciate it. It helps us keep doing what we're doing. You have been Nick Wright.
He has been Marcus Bronzy.
And we have been How to Kill an Hour. How to Kill an Hour is created by myself, Marcus Bronzy, and Nick Bright. Produced by Billy. Sound designed by James Sloan. And listened to by absolute flipping legends. You. Thank you very much for listening to us. We'll be in your ear holes real soon. Until next time, stay blessed.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.